Oh, hey, baby. Oh. Someone's all wet still. Come here. You have a good shower? Yeah? Oh, are you sore? I'm so proud of you. Yeah. No, genuinely, I am. You're sticking true to your, like, New Year's goal. Yeah, baby, you've baby going 7 times to the gym since the new year. It's really good. It's like commendable. Baby, no. Set small goals. Like you wanted to work out this year, and you decided to do it, and you're doing it, and I'm super proud of you. Yes. That's why I didn't want you to set like crazy goals, baby. It's nuts to say you're gonna work out 4 times a week. That was never gonna happen. But you've like gone at least twice a week. Which is really good, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Yes. Yes. I never understand that. I never understand people being like, if I don't hit the goal perfectly, I'm gonna be very upset with myself. Because you shouldn't. You shouldn't at all. Yeah, just. Maybe if you just went once in the new year, I would have been proud of you. Because. You said you were gonna do something and you did it, you know? And it's not like it's gonna be something that's easy. Like, I remember when I used to go to the gym, I hated it. Oh, mostly for the people. It wasn't really the exercise part of it, mostly the people. So I get it. I get not wanting to go to the gym. I mean, that's why I was like so proud of you that despite all the things, you just went and you did it. I know. Baby, of course I'm gonna go with you. If you ask me to go, I will be there in a heartbeat. Yeah, it doesn't. I'll go anywhere with you. I don't care. I really don't. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, because it's for you. Oh. You are very wet still from your shower, though. I don't care. You can be a bit all you want. You know, I'm notorious for doing that. Because why not? Like, the blankets are just basically a big towel. And we wash our sheets once a week, so it's like, whatever. It's fine. We can at least 2 nights a week use our blankets as a towel. Like, that seems reasonable. I mean, yeah, I guess you dry it off significantly. I don't know. I guess it's. The thing is, you don't have body hair though, so it's not the same. Okay, head hair does count, but like, you don't wash your hair every time you take a shower. I know I shouldn't either, but it's nice to shampoo your hair. It's just really satisfying. I know it's a pain when you have so much hair. I have a lot of hair too, though. Don't. Okay, it's not like a competition though, because yeah, you do have a lot more. But still, I'm just saying. I don't know anymore. I don't know. It seems to have lost the plot. Oh, yeah. That I was proud of you. That's what it was. Because I am, and I will continue to be. Stop discouraging yourself. Because you shouldn't. Yeah. If you were messing up, I would tell you. But you're not. You're doing great. So I'm proud of you, okay? That's probably true. I probably wouldn't tell you if you're messing up. But you never mess up, so I have nothing ever really to say. Yeah. Yeah, maybe next time you go, tell me. I would promise I will go with you. I didn't know you were going today. I thought you were just running errands. Yeah. I mean, I was like, oh, wow, she's going running errands in a really cute outfit. I'm sorry. Next time I see you in a really cute outfit, I'm like, oh yeah, she's going to the gym. And then I'll 100% just change and go with you. Yeah, that's true. There are a lot of basketball shorts not getting a lot of use. Yeah. I don't know if I'm there yet. I don't know if I. Maybe if I go as many times as you have this month, I will start wearing tank tops to the gym. I don't know. It's not that I don't like them. It just doesn't ever feel like outside clothes. Oh yeah. Oh my God, 100%. You know I wear something like around the house occasionally. Yeah, I mean I have to be like in the mood for it. Tank tops are what I wear when I feel like cold in my chest, but warm in my arms. Oh my God. No, that's not true. I don't know. Maybe you've convinced me. Maybe I'll wear it next time we go. All right. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna pass out. You can if you want. You've earned it. I'll probably turn on the TV. I might pass out with you. We never know. I'll rub your back and snuggle you. You've earned that much. A 1,000,000%. Yeah. This is your cool down. Don't know. We pay for like a million different services, and none of them ever have shows that we want to watch. Kind of makes me miss cable, weirdly enough. Doesn't it? Just a little bit. Because part of me just wants to turn back on the TV and just like have some dude in an office decide what I watch. Because I don't think I can be responsible for it anymore. It's so hard curating your own entertainment. It'd be amazing if someone just took all the guesswork out of it. You know, if someone put together some kind of scheduled programming. Like in blocks. And it was consistent too, like week to week, so you know what to expect. Sure. And maybe they won't even show the same show back to back to back. Maybe they'll like spread it out so that after you watch an episode, you're like kind of on your like on the edge, like wondering what'll happen next. And you gotta wait a whole day to watch the next one. I think that'd be a great idea. I think that would be if whoever invents that is gonna be it's gonna be a millionaire. Because all this finding your own show stuff now, it's hard. It's like, the invention of sliced bread. Love you too. Get some sleep. I'll find something on TV. If I find something good, I won't watch it all. I'll like stop watching it so we can watch it together. Deal. Deal, deal, deal. Have a nice night, baby. I am proud of you. Very, very, very proud.